It's another case of lies the government told you. In this one, it's the Justice Department who's encouraging federal agencies to lie. That should be no surprise. But in its recent rule revision of the Freedom of Information Act, your Department of Justice proposes that federal agencies can deny that certain documents exist, even in fact, they do, if they do exist. My next guest tells us why this, if passed, is a killer of freedom. Here to discuss is Jacob Sullum, senior editor for Reason Magazine and good friend of the show. Jacob, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Thank you.
So let me get this straight. Under the Freedom of Information Act, commonly known by its acronym FOIA, people can request all kinds of documents from the federal government. Sometimes when the federal government doesn't want you to have the document you've asked for, they'll deny that they can find it. This proposal, an actual rule, if passed, would permit people in the federal government who receive these FOIA requests to deny that the document exists even when they know that it does. Do I have that right?
That's right. It's pretty astonishing, actually, because, you know, FOIA, the basic principle of FOIA is that the Americans have a right to get information about their government unless there's a good reason to withhold it. Now, there are a bunch of reasons in the act that are grounds for withholding information. But what the Justice Department is saying is that we are not only going to not give you the information that you asked for, we're not only going to not confirm that we have it, we are going to lie about having it. We are going to say we don't have it when, in fact, we do.
All right. Where has this rule been proposed, and who must review it or who can intercede before this becomes a rule that guides the federal government? We already know that the government lies. This would make their lying lawful, open, and notorious, and probably let them lie about anything they want.
Well, I mean, the public comment period, it was actually reopened because this was so controversial, but it was closed, I think, as of October 19th. So now the Justice Department has to decide what to do with that input. What's amazing about this is there really is no need for this. There's no need for this because they can already say for particular categories of sensitive information, we can't confirm or deny that we have this, but if we did, it would be covered by these exemptions that are written into the statute. So that's not good enough for them somehow. They have to actually directly lie. And the problem this creates is that it becomes very difficult then to challenge that decision. There's supposed to be judicial review for FOIA requests.
So wait a minute, can they lie? If there's judicial review under this statute or this rule, can they lie to a federal judge who says, give me the document that you claim doesn't exist and I'll decide whether or not it's to be released? Stated differently, can they deny that any document they want exists? Will this rule, if it becomes a rule, effectively gut and destroy the Freedom of Information Act?
Well, it makes it very difficult to challenge it because now they're going to routinely say we don't have it, even if they do. So if you're an organization like the ACLU that does a lot of these challenges, you're going to want to challenge every one of those decisions when they say we don't have the records, because that might mean that they in fact do. So it's going to increase litigation for people who do a lot of FOIA requests like the ACLU. But for other people who don't have the resources to do that, they're just going to be dissuaded. So if in fact the documents exist and if they are legally they should be legally available, the person applying for the information has no opportunity to challenge the decision because they don't even know the decision has been made.
Unbelievable.
Which is really, you know, amazing.
This from an administration that promised us openness and transparency. Jacob Sullum, please stay on top of this one for us and let us know where this goes. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Food prices are on the rise. Is it the 1970s all over again? Are we witnessing a return of stagflation? You remember that? My freedom fighters weigh in on all of this, and they're next.